Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and welcome to another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your host, Arthenius Jackson, coming to you live. Well, I'm not in South Carolina right now, but I'm actually in North Carolina, so I can't even say coming to you live from Florence, South Carolina, the great city of Florence, South Carolina. But I am on vacation and just enjoying myself, but I'm still excited to be doing another episode. This is actually episode number 1,337. So welcome, welcome, welcome. If this is your first time, I want to tell you a little bit about me and about my organization, which is my baby and my ministry, One Touch Transformation. One Touch Transformation, it is a nonprofit organization where our mission is to educate the community about sexual abuse while encouraging and empowering all victims and survivors. So our duty, our responsibility, our job, our mission is to go out into the community and just make people aware of sexual abuse, just to let them know that, look, this is happening. It has been happening for years and years, and it's still happening, but no one is talking about it. So it is our duty to make sure that we speak up and be a voice to those who have not found their voice or discovered their voice. But not only do we talk about sexual abuse, but we talk about the healing side of it, because even though it's such a traumatic experience, we also want to encourage and empower all victims and survivors and let them know that healing is possible. So even though you may have, you know, experienced brokenness or feel like you're still even broken or feel like that you are powerless, we want you to know that healing is possible. And I can talk about it from personal experiences. I am a survivor of childhood sexual abuse, so I know if God can provide healing for me, he can do it for you. So One Touch Transformation, it is our duty to not only spread awareness, but also to spread healing. There is light at the end of the tunnel. You are not alone. You can break through. And with the power of God, all things are possible. Healing is possible. So as he's done it for me, I know he can do it for the next person. Before we even get started, I also want to go ahead and give you those numbers that someone may need, or maybe you need them for yourself, or maybe you give it to someone who may need it. The sexual abuse hotline, that number is 1-800-656-4673. Again, that number is 1-800-656-4673. And maybe you don't want to talk about it over the phone, but if you go to therainn.org, RAINN.org, which is for Rape, Abuse, Incest National Network, you can chat online. So however you feel comfortable, whether it's over the phone or whether through chat, there is help out there. It is available. And so those of you who are listening and maybe you're not experiencing it, maybe you can post it for someone who's following you. You never know who has or may be experiencing sexual abuse. And even with the pandemic going on right now, there are so many people who are just, they're stuck in the homes with their abusers. So if you see something, please say something. All right, so those of you who are listening over the phone, thank you for calling in. Those who are listening online, thank you for joining in. If at any time that you want to call in and ask a question or even just make a comment, you're more than welcome to call in. So if you're listening by phone, I mean listening over the internet, I'm going to give you that number. Just call in to 319-527-6091. That's 319-527-6091. And press the number 1, and we'll bring you in on the conversation. All righty, so let's go ahead and get started. Again, this is episode 1,300, but anyway, we'll go ahead. All right, a couple of shows ago, I talked about a book that I was a part of, a contributing author, And the name of the book is Shade No More Pain, Released and Set Free. Shade No More Pain, Released and Set Free. So this was my first time doing anything like it, and it was a great experience. But I wanted to bring on all of the young ladies who are a part of this great experience and just share, you know, how their experience was for them, because some of them it may have been their first time. Some of them this may have been, you know, a challenge. You just never know, because any time a survivor shares their experience or talk about it, it's emotional. And because it's almost as if you are reliving, you know, the trauma. And so it was such a rewarding experience to be a part of this book and to know that, you know, I am not alone, and to hear stories of just other women who, you know, I think they are powerful just for being able to share their story. That's just power all by itself, because it's not an easy task to always just talk about your story and trying to share the traumatic experiences to, you know, anyone. But whenever you're putting it on a platform, you're making it available for the whole world to read, that's another level. That's another level of power, you know, in my eyes. That's another level of power. And so tonight we're going to hear from some of our authors who were a part of this great experience of Shade No More Pain, Released and Set Free. So first, I want to talk with Tasha, who spearheaded this entire project, Tasha Dearborn. So I want to bring her on. So Tasha, if you can hear me, I want you to come on.
I can hear you. Good evening.
Hey, Tasha, how are you?
I'm great.
Good, good. First, I want to thank you for, you know, coming on tonight and being willing to share your experience, even just putting this entire project together. I think we crossed paths maybe it's almost 2 years ago, because I had you on the show. I think it might have been last year or the year before last. You know, the months and the years have been flying by. I can't even keep up with it anymore. But I think that's how we actually connected the very first time. So I am so grateful that God allowed us to connect and to even stay connected, and just being able to network and help one another. And it's been such a great experience just being able to work with you. So I want to tell you thank you for just being so willing and so open.
You're welcome. Thank you for being a part and coming on this journey with me.
Yes, yes. So first, just tell us, who is Tasha? Tell us about Tasha.
All right. Well, Tasha is a woman that has a heart for young girls and teens. I was born in Urania, Louisiana, and raised in Houston, Texas. I'm a mother of four, a grandmother of two. I have a lineage of medical history, medical assistant, certified nurse's assistant, community health worker, mental illness advocate aide, international best-selling author. I'm a HIV AIDS advocate, and domestic violence and sexual abuse advocate for two organizations here in Houston. I'm also the founder of Positive Express, which is a girls' organization that veers for young girls ages 6 through 18 to cultivate the inner strength through mentoring workshops and conferences. We do a self-esteem walk here yearly. We have a national day here in Houston where our day is dedicated to walk on it, where we walk on different things that have kept us hindered in our lives, and we walk on those things that have held us back. So that is what the Walk on It walk is. Like I said at first, I have a big passion for young girls, to educate and uplift and encourage them to recognize their self-worth and value. My organization started in 2014, where I started my own nonprofit. It has been 7 years now, and we're still rocking and rolling, and God has opened up doors to be able to give them a voice through writing. So that is something that I'm doing now.
Awesome. So Tasha, you stay busy. and congratulations on the new grandbaby. I saw the pictures.
Thank you.
But Yes, so awesome. You're doing some great work within your community and just for the girls and the teens. So kudos to you for doing that. It is much needed everywhere. So it's always great when you hear someone, you know, pouring into their community and especially in young people because they need it more than anyone else. So thanks for what you do. So I understand that this is the second volume of this, you know, particular title of Shame No More Pain, Released and Set Free. Well, I guess, yeah, Shame No More Pain. So what made you choose the title when you first started this project or, you know, the first book?
Well, actually, I was just, I knew I wanted to write a book, but I wanted it to be about women or even young girls that had been through some traumatic situations and just wanted to give them a voice and a platform to be able to do that. So I began to ask God, you know, what kind of name or what to say, and he started to reveal to me that and others that needed to see things that happened not only within ourselves but see that it connected to many others. So I started to think about a name and just knowing that I wanted it to be authentic. And he kept showing me the coming out of darkness, tears falling, masks coming off. And then I just started thinking, I was like, wow, okay, Shade No More Pain. We're not hiding behind anything anymore. So that's how the name came about. And in that order, it began to give us a voice to be able to be free from some of the things that we have been through.
Awesome, awesome. Cool. All right, so next thing I want to know, what made this compilation different from the first volume?
Well, the first volume, Shame No More Pain, was a group of women as well. We all still talk about our childhood experiences up to our adulthood experiences, but I knew those women had not yet just freely was actually free yet, and they were still trying to come out of the broken places that they were still in. And when I looked at the first volume, I kind of thought about, okay, this is going to be where they begin to take the mask, where they begin to walk in their true identities and letting go of what's been holding them back. And then when I look at the second volume, it's those that are already speaking on the things that they've been through. And then now it's giving them a voice to put it on paper for others to actually read it and to really have that freedom to come behind it.
Right, right. And so would you say it was easier the second time around as far as, you know, working with this particular group of women, or was it about the same? Or I know you just said that the difference in the writers this time, but what about that in comparison?
I would say this group was more, it was a little struggle a little bit too, but it was more so I knew in my heart that I felt like they were free and that they really was ready to share their story with the world. So it kind of gave them that leap to say, okay, I can do this. Versus the first one where it was still a struggle. A lot of them waited to that last minute. Some in this one waited to the last minute as well. But in that first one, they really, really waited to the last minute to say, okay, I'm gonna submit my story, and I can do this. Because, like I said, they were still walking in it, and they were still holding on to a lot of that unforgiveness part that they hadn't let go of yet.
Yeah, it does make a difference as far as where – you know, individuals are in their healing journey, and I know everyone is different, but it can be difficult when you're actually, you know, putting it out there and you're not in a certain place where you want to be as far as healed or in that healing journey. So it definitely does make a difference. So I think it's great that you were even able to recognize, you know, where some of the ladies were, and I really have an appreciation for that too, and just awesome what you're doing. And like I said, I appreciate you asking me to be a part of this journey, because to be honest, I don't know if I would have done it, you know, if I didn't have anyone to actually push me and say, be a part of this. because if I would have waited on me, it might have been some years before I even put anything on paper, like, permanently. Oh, but I'm so glad that God saw fit to use you for this particular journey, and I'm sure all the other ladies, they probably can attest the same thing. So, you know, thank you again. So I really appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
All right, so let's see, is Toya on the line? I want to start with her. If you are on the line, can you press the number one, Toya? Okay, so if not, I can go on to the next one, and if she comes on, we can come back to her. All right, so let's talk with I got my tabs open, so I'm going back and forth. All right, so now let's start with Monique. Monique, are you on the line? If you are, press the number one.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Monique, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you? Thanks for asking.
Oh, no problem. Doing well, doing well. So first, Monique, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Shigalinda Green, but I do go by Monique due to the fact that it's really hard for people to pronounce my first name. A mother of three children. I have two grandchildren. I have a business that I run called Turning Point Homes for Women, and my passion is to help other women better see and better know that there is another way to life than the life of depression or even the life of, you know, having to live a defeated life.
Mm-hmm.
I have nursing experience and nursing assistance. I've done nursing for about 16 years. Now I'm in management for HISD Transportation. And I actually am about to get graduate next month for graduating with an associate's in seminary within biblical studies. And so I just really love to share the goodness of God and, you know, how his word is truth, you know, and his word never fails. It's definitely true, and it definitely works if you allow it to work.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on the upcoming graduation.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. So a couple of questions I have for you. So what was the most challenging part about writing your story?
So the most challenging part for me was starting. When Tasha asked, you know, reached out and asked if I would like to be a part of writing, you know, my thinking wasn't where I knew it should have been. You know, I never saw myself writing a book. And so when she reached out and asked me, you know, did I want to be a part of it, I kind of looked like, Lord, is this a game? Like, what is this at this point? And he then began to speak to me, and he began to show, you know, kind of like tell me that this was my season to actually be able to see how he's brought me out of the life that I once lived in through my writing. And he showed me that, you know, the only way that I would, you know, move in him is by investing in myself.
Right.
And so it was challenging starting because I didn't know where to begin so much.
Right.
But once I started, it just flowed.
Wow. That, I mean, and I feel like that's normal, especially when writing on any kind of traumatic experience, because it's a lot that you've already dealt with, and just beginning that, sometimes that is the hardest part, so I understand that absolutely. And so is this something that you think you would do again?
I definitely will. I'll do it again because, you know, I think Tasha, you know, like she said, you know, she noticed, you know, that we had, you know, the women that God chose this time you know, that we had truly become free in this thing. Mm-hmm. But what I could even attest to while writing, he was still freeing me, you know.
Right.
He was as well still showing me, you know, there were things that I needed to really lay at his feet, you know, mm-hmm. though I confessed the thing or though I dealt with them, you know, sometimes we don't realize that we haven't truly, truly, truly surrendered at all. And so while I was in, you know, the writing process, he was like mending my heart. He was like, mm-hmm. man, it was beautiful, because in the being able to reflect on where I should have died, he showed me where he kept me alive. And so he was mm-hmm. like, you know, just mending everything. So I would definitely, definitely do it again.
Great, great. Well, thank you so much for being on tonight and for sharing your experience. I really appreciate you and appreciate you allowing God to even use you through your story. So thank you again.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for having me.
All right. So next, let's talk with Francesca. How are you, Francesca?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. So tell us about yourself.
So Alisa is actually my first name.
Y'all look
I guess since on Facebook it's Francesca, everybody just kind of ran with it. So my actual name is Alisa. My middle name is Francesca. I'm a teacher, so like I can't use my first name because my students will be trying. And I work with high school kids, so
okay.
They'll try to search me up and be in my business. So
right.
I have to.
I understand.
So a little bit about me. Again, I'm an educator. I am a public speaker, and I'm a community catalyst. I am a 44-year-old HBCU graduate. Alumni of Texas Southern University here in Houston,
okay.
Texas.
Yeah.
I am a member of Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority, Incorporated. I've been working with at-risk adolescents for quite some time on different platforms, whether it be through mentoring, whether it be through church, whether it be through just establishing rapport with the students at school. So, I've just kind of congregated on being in the space of these young ladies because
mm-hmm.
it's a process for me as far as my healing goes.
Gotcha.
And
gotcha.
So I do have three children. I have a 25-year-old daughter, 23-year-old daughter, and a 14-year-old son. So I am a mother. I'm a soon-to-be grandmother. Here next month, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
First
grandbaby.
It is, and she's already rotten and don't even know it. I don't know who's worse. It's going to be worse, me or her. That's a little bit about me. I also have my own little side business where I do some tutoring and college
mm-hmm.
preparedness for families who children may need help with essay writing and applying for scholarships and college admissions. So I do that on the side as well. Even child advocate work, working with kids with special education disabilities who might need someone to go into the school system and speak on their behalf. As far as getting the services their children need. That's a passion of mine, so I do that as far as on the side of teaching.
Awesome, awesome. All of that sounds wonderful. So I'm telling you, all of the ladies, y'all are staying busy. And what I'm noticing, people who have been through traumatic experiences are some of the hardest working people who don't mind, you know, pouring into the community and helping. And this is awesome, just hearing about what all of you are doing. But my questions for you, let's see. So did you experience any triggering moments while writing your story?
Absolutely. The whole time I was writing.
Oh, wow.
every word was triggering. You know, like you mentioned earlier, we don't want to relive those type of emotions and feelings. And so us having to write that those words down and having to, like, it brings up visions. We start envisioning how it happened, when it happened, how, you know, what we were doing when it happened. You have those, you have that, you have just you can start hearing the sounds that we're making, they're being made. So all those things are triggers for someone who experienced any type of trauma. So the whole time I experienced trauma, I was triggered as I was writing, you know. So you have to pray.
Right. Yeah, because that was going to be my next question. How were you able to, you know, push through those, you know, those triggering moments?
Pushing through, number one was God told me years ago when I questioned him about why did I have to go through all this, why me? It was revealed to me that I didn't go through it for me. And as selfish as that may sound, I'm like, what to me? I didn't go through it for me. I'm the one that had to experience all that crap, you know? Why did I, you know? So I didn't go through it for me. I went through it to touch some lives of a lot of young ladies and a lot of young men who would also experience these things. This race is not for the weary. That's for sure.
Definitely.
I'm glad God chose me. I can say this now as a mature person, a mature adult who, you know, who's healing daily. I'm glad he chose me to run the race. And so when you talk about how I pushed through, it was just knowing that these testimonies within this book was going to be able to help somebody, you know, somebody. So that was definitely how I pushed through, and I want to admit I was one of the ones who waited to the last minute. Probably like the week of, I was like, oh Lord, and I called Tasha and I was like, this is not easy. But she had to walk me through that thing, because I was like, oh, this is not easy. So I thank God for her as well, just being able to walk, you know, encouraged me along the process. And I thank God for the co-authors, the other co-authors, because I think we've all kind of migrated to each other, and we've been able to kind of build off of each other's strengths and push each other throughout the process too. So I'm grateful for that, for being, you know, coming in contact with such a group of ladies that's inspiring. It can inspire me, and I can inspire them. So.
Absolutely. And I knew the answer to the question, but I wanted to hear you, you know, express what you felt, how you felt, because a lot of people don't realize how the effects just carry on, you know, for a long time. And, you know, the effects of sexual abuse, even as an adult, sometimes you're still dealing with them. The older you get, it's like the trauma is still there. Even though, you know, we speak healing over our lives, but there are times when we are still triggered. And so I want people to know that, look, this is not something that it happens and then, you know, it's over. But it has some lasting effects that, you know, that sometimes we still have to deal with. And, you know, thank God he still takes us through and allow us to, you know, continue to fight through, push through, and still minister in our different ways. But, yeah, those triggering moments, they're real. They are real.
And you experience it every day. It never stops. You trigger everything, you know, you still trigger it in your personal life. Daily, you have to learn how to deal with those triggers in a healthy way. You know, I see something on the news that says, a child was, you know, raped or molested, and you know. So it's all about how we cope with those triggers and how healthy we put that out there, you know.
Yes, and you said the key word, in a healthy way. It makes a difference. Well. Well, thank you so much for being a part of this journey and for coming on tonight and sharing your experience. I really appreciate it, and continue to keep up with the great work. Congratulations on the new grandbaby that's coming next month. And I know you're excited, and I know you're going to spoil
it. I am.
The first one.
I am. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, next, let's talk with Janetta. How are you, Janetta?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, my name is Janetta, and I am the CEO and owner of Emara Cosmetics. Emara stands for Strength and Prosperity. It is a cosmetic brand that's an all-around brand that's really specifically designed to help women that's victims of domestic violence and sexual abuse. I also mentor teenage girls, and I'm also a domestic violence advocate. I was born in Washington, D.C., but raised between Houston, Louisiana, and Florida.
Okay, okay. So you got a little bit of well, very, very rounded culture.
Yes.
Awesome. So my question for you, were you nervous about promoting the book, like after it's been submitted and everything? So it's like, okay, time to promote it. Because I remember when Tasha, she was like, late, when she posted the question, how's promotion going? So what was going through your head as far as like promoting the book?
I was absolutely petrified. I was one of the people that waited to the very bitter last minute. I say like an hour or 30 minutes before.
Oh, wow.
I was bitter last minute. And I was afraid of promoting it because there were certain people in my family and certain close friends that had not been made aware of the molestation and the domestic violence experience that I had went through, even though they were there in the same city or they were there in the same house. And so for me to just drop that on them, I was scared. So when they saw it come across Facebook and social media, they were like, what is this? You didn't tell us. We didn't know. What is going on? You know, so I was very scared.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I mean it wasn't easy. So for anyone who's listening, like it wasn't an easy task. It's not an easy task for anyone. So I feel it.
Right. It was not. And I there was a lot of parts in there that I shared about, you know, some parts about my mother and our relationship. And I let her know beforehand, hey, I'm going to tell everybody about you, how you work. So.
Wow. Well, I do appreciate your honesty and being transparent and just being a part of the journey. I appreciate that. And just appreciate you sharing your experience because, like, someone, they're gonna get help from just reading it or even listening tonight. So thank you so much for coming on and sharing your experience.
Oh, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
No problem, no problem. Let's see, Desiree, I think you had the same question. Desiree, are you on? Okay. If not, we will move to Shalita. Are you on the line? If you are, press 1 so we can bring you on. Ms. Shalita. Okay. All right. So what we'll do now, I know we were missing a couple, but if any of our authors that are listening are still on, some of the other questions, if you feel comfortable answering, even Tasha, if you want to contribute to some of the answers, you're more than welcome. So was this a first time for anyone besides me?
Yes, ma'am. This was my very first time. This is Shaglinda.
Hey. y'all throwing me off with y'all first.
Okay, look, this is Monique. My father. This is Monique. This was my very first time.
Okay. Anyone else, their first time?
Yes, this was my first time. This is Janetta. This is my first time.
Okay. Okay, so it was a lot of our first times. How did y'all feel after you finally hit the submit button or email Tasha your final, you know, story? How did y'all feel?
I kind of felt free. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
I felt free. I felt like the weight was literally lifted off my shoulder, because as I was writing it, and I told Tasha this too, that as I was doing it right before I hit send, I felt like that healing had actually taken place after all these years. Like, the healing had taken place. I did not want to face it. And writing it, and I don't know about anybody else, if y'all experienced it, but writing it made me have to face it and have to deal with it, because I had buried it.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, you definitely end up facing it, yeah, because it's right there. I mean, you're seeing it on the paper or on the computer, so you're right, you have no choice but to face it, and you have to keep pushing through it.
Mm-hmm.
And who else is going to answer? Like, how did you feel after you hit send?
When I initially hit send, I felt different emotions. You know, I knew that I was free. I knew God had truly, truly set me free. But the mixed emotions was, it was just like the other young lady said, you know, when it came to who's going to read it or will anybody care? Who going to buy it? I was really in that place of where, you know, my mind was just really everywhere because I had never done anything like this before. So.
Right. So what advice would you or any of you give to someone who is thinking about writing it or sharing their story, you know, through writing? What advice would any of you give?
This is Janetta. The advice I would give is, when you're getting ready to write, make sure that you are ready, like we all just said, to face anything that's being brought up, anything from your past, current, even your future. Get ready to deal with it, because writing is also therapeutic.
Right.
So use that as a therapy if you haven't dealt with it. Don't be afraid of what people have to say about what you're writing, because as my co-author said, as my sister said, she said that it wasn't even about her, because at the end of the day, it's not about you. It's about everything that you went through was so that you'll be able to help somebody else get through it. And that's something that I stand on with everything that I went through.
Right. Absolutely. And I'm pretty sure that we, was somebody about to say something? Okay. I was going to say, I'm pretty sure that we all can attest and say that we've asked God, why me? Why was I the one who had to go through it? It does take time, and it takes healing that only comes from God to actually get you to that place to understand why God allows some things to happen so that He can use you and you be the vessel, the one to help others who may have or who will experience the same traumatic experience. And once you get to that place of healing where you're able to understand and say, okay, God, I understand now that it wasn't just for me, because I often reflect on the story with Joseph. Like, every single time I'm thinking about my life and the experience that I went through, I always go back to Joseph and just think about everything that he endured. I know it was a total different experience, but just the simple fact where he was, you know, picked on you know, practically his entire life, and it started with family, you know. And most of the time when someone goes through abuse, is 99% of the time is from family. And mm-hmm. whenever you feel like you can't count on family, when family hurts you, then you really begin to feel like, okay, why me? And so when I think about Joseph and everything that he went through with his own family and then still going through the things that he went through, even under Potiphar, but the moment he was able to see his family again, his brothers, and he got to a point where he understood that everything that was meant for evil, you know, it was meant for good. And so I say all that to say this, even for us, even though we did not understand what we went through, we did not like what we went through, and probably sometimes still don't like what we have to go through whenever we have those triggering moments, we have to realize that God is, he's still using us. So even though what our family members did to us, it hurt us, of course, and we may have thought, you know, it was for evil, but look at everything that all of us are doing. Hearing what all of you are doing, it brings me joy because you did not allow what happened to you to dictate who you became and who you're still becoming. And just everything that you're doing for your community, what you're doing for your family, how all of you are helping young people, young girls, teenagers, and it's all because of what we went through that equipped us and made us strong to do what we do. And that's how we can, you know, count it all joy whenever James said it, count it all joy. Because, I mean, who wants to say, oh, okay, I'm happy because that happened to me? No, we're not saying that we're happy that any of it happened, but we can say that we're happy that it gave us the strength that we need to do what we do, just to live from day to day and still be able to help your community and pour out and help individuals who have gone through the same experience or similar experiences. That's nothing but God. Only God can give us that strength that we need to do that. And that's how we, you know, we can really look at that scripture and say, count it all joy, and even take what Joseph said, what the devil meant for evil, God turned it all for good. And so we can use what we went through to strengthen others and to even help the community so that other kids won't have to go through the same thing that we went through, or at least let them know, look, I've been there. You don't have to be quiet about this. You can speak up. You can say something, because most survivors, you know, we hold on to that secret, hold on to that story for years, but we're now at that place where, you know, we can help and we can use the tools that God has given us, all the resources that he continued to give us and provide for us. And that's how we're able to do so much. I mean, I was just amazed. Even though we've had our video conferences, I was still amazed at just hearing what everyone is doing. And it's just beautiful. It's amazing. It's awesome. But I know it all comes from the strength of God. So I just can't express, you know, the praises enough just for hearing what you all are doing. And so I am proud of you, even though I have not known y'all for long, never met any of you face-to-face, but I am proud of you because it is your work is speaking for you, is showing. And just to see, you know, all of your posts and everything that come across the timeline, and even when Tasha shares it in our group, it just puts a smile on my face. It brings me joy, and it's just so beautiful and amazing. So I want to encourage y'all just continue to do what you do, and don't allow anything or anyone, you know, to take you off course and on the journey what God has put us all on. So, again, thank you so, so much just for being obedient. And again, Tasha, if you're still on, thank you, thank you, thank you, just for being the push in all of our lives that we needed. Because, like I said, if you would have never asked me to do it, I would not. I know it wouldn't have got done, not this soon anyway. Because I told you I had been putting it off for the longest. I started typing my story, and it's been on my computer probably for 7 years. So if I had not passed with you and had this opportunity, it still would have been sitting on my computer, which, you know, everyone just submitted a portion. So, but Tasha, tell us how, I guess, well, never mind. I got so many thoughts going in my head right now. Cause
I'm just honored and I'm grateful that God has given us this
to be able to do it, and even just, you know, he started directing me to the women that needed to be in the book. I'm just grateful that everybody said yes. So I am just honored. I'm honored just to be a part of everything.
Good. So what we're going to do now, we're going to pause. Each show we have a prayer and even offer salvation to those who are listening. So we're going to have a quick word of prayer. I'm going to pray over our authors, those who are on and those who were not able to make it. These were just a portion of the authors that joined us tonight. There were a few that could not join us, but we do appreciate them even being a part of the journey as well. But we're going to say a prayer. Once we finish with the prayer, I'll come back on and give the announcements and let all of our authors let you know how they can contact you, where they can follow you on follow them on social media. So, Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for just being able to come together on over the phone to give you thanks and to give you praise for everything that you have done in our lives. God, we thank you just for being able to share our experiences through the book. God, we thank you for Ms. Tasha, how she allowed us to even be a part of this journey. And Lord, I pray that you bless her organizations and her businesses and her family, continue to strengthen her and just continue to allow her to stay on the path and just continue to be with her. God, I thank you for Francesca. God, I thank you for allowing her to be a part of this journey, and I pray that you continue to bless her and all of her endeavors, her business and organizations, and everything that she does. God, I pray for Monique. God, I thank you for allowing her to be a part of this journey. God, I pray that you bless her and all of her businesses and organizations and all of the work that she do. God, I pray that you just continue to be with her. God, I pray for pray for Janetta. God, I thank you for allowing her for being a part of this journey. God, I pray that you just continue to strengthen her, bless her businesses and organizations, and just continue to be with her in Jesus' name. God, I pray for Shalita. God, I pray that you continue to be with her as well. Bless all of her endeavors, her business and organizations, everything that she puts her hand to work to do. God, continue to just strengthen her in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for all of the authors, those who were able to be on tonight, those who were not able to be on. God, we thank you for allowing each of us to share our experience. God, I pray that you bless every business, every organization, everything that they're associated with, everything that we put our hands to. God, I pray that you bless it. Wherever our feet take us, God, I pray that you bless it. Lord, continue to strengthen us even as we continue our journey of healing. God, I pray that the book blesses everyone who reads it. God, I pray that it brings healing and it brings deliverance that can only come from you in Jesus' name. And God, I pray for those who may not even know you and those who may be listening right now, those who may be this sick from sin that may be wanting to give their life over to you. And God, I pray that you will bring healing, deliverance, and saving and salvation only like you can. God, we thank you for sending your son Jesus to die on the cross. God, we thank you for allowing your blood to cleanse us and to wash us from every sin and every evil word. And God, we pray for your forgiveness. Anything that we may have said or done, any evil thought that may have come upon our mind, God, we ask that you blot it out. God, creating us a clean heart and a right spirit. God, continue to keep us and bless us and continue to watch over us. God, I pray for those who are stricken with any illness. God, I pray that you send your healing power in the name of Jesus. God, in the hospitals or wherever they may be, God, I ask that you go by their bed side. God, you said with your stripes we are healed. So God, I speak healing in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for all the first responders. I pray for those who are dealing with the loss of loved ones. God, I pray that you strengthen them and comfort them only like you can. And God, I pray for Purpose Kingdom Network and everyone who's a part of the ministry. God, continue to bless everyone who may have a role on the show, whether it's just from speakings on the show or running the sound. God, I pray that you bless them for doing your work. God, we thank you, we bless your name, and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
All right, so just a couple of announcements for Purpose Kingdom Network. Thank you for all of our online listeners who've logged on, because we know it'll be cutting off right at 10, so I just want to thank y'all for tuning in, and those who called in over the phone, thank you for calling in and joining us on the show. Purpose Kingdom Network will be back tomorrow night at 9 p.m. So join in tomorrow evening for Daughters of Ruth with our host, Reverend Maureen Lee. And that's at 9 p.m., the Daughters of Ruth. And so we appreciate you being a part of the show tonight. At any time that you want to request for prayer, or, you know, anytime you want to just leave a comment, you're more than welcome to contact Purpose Kingdom Network. You can follow us on Facebook under Purpose Kingdom, and also on Instagram. Just type in Purpose Kingdom, and we'll really appreciate it. And so, again, thank you. Thank you so much for listening. And looks like we have – did you – okay, I thought I read that wrong. All right, so we got 10 minutes, and so what we're going to do really quickly, we're going to have all of our authors. We can start with Tasha and go down, we'll start with Tasha, and I want you to tell us how we can follow you, or how they can follow you, where they can find you on social media.
Okay. You can find Tasha Dearborn on all platforms, or you can look up Positive Express. Also, my website is positiveexpress.org.
All righty, thank you.
Welcome.
Whoever wants to go next.
I'll go. This is Janetta. You can find me under Johnetta Bennett, which is Johnetta, on all of the social media platforms, as well as Imara Cosmetics, and it's a Z at the end instead of an S on all platforms.
Thank you.
You could find me on Facebook only and via email. On Facebook, you can find me at Monique Green, and or if you desire or want to email me, you can email me at turningpointhomesforfamilies@gmail.com. Again, that's turningpointhomesforfamilies@gmail.com.
Awesome, awesome. Any of our other authors want to go? All righty. Again, we appreciate you joining in, and feel free to contact any of the authors if you want to order a book. It will bless you. You might, will shed some tears, but, you know, every experience is different, and we were vulnerable and transparent, so there will be some times that you may shed, you know, some tears, and but we really appreciate the support. So just contact any of the authors. You can find the information on all of the pages, all of the authors' pages, and I'm sure everyone will appreciate your support. And of course, if it's your first time listening with One Touch Transformation, you can visit our website at onett.me. And we're on all of the social media platforms under One Touch Transformation. You can type that in. It'll come up. On Instagram and Twitter is _onett. So that's _onett. For more information about me, you can go to my website, which is arthenius.com. And you can find me on all the social medias under Arthenius J on Instagram and Twitter. But just type in Arthenius and you'll find me and pop up. But greatly, greatly appreciate your support. And again, ladies, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedules. Everyone is busy. So thank you for just dedicating your time and just sharing and just everything that you do. Now, I can't express my thanks enough, and I'm excited. I'm excited, and I know that this is only the beginning, and God, He's going to do some amazing things. Even though we are in a pandemic, we're still working, because, you know, the work, it must continue despite what's going on. It takes some adjusting, but, you know, when God gives you something or gives you a task, it's not something that we can just, you know, stop, even though the world stops, but our work, it must continue. So this is only the beginning, and I am looking forward to what He's going to do in all of your lives. And, you know, I'll be watching my timeline. I'm like, oh, yep, there it is. Look at God. So I'm excited about what he's doing and what he's going to do, and just expect the great. And is there any words that anybody want to leave, want to share in advice, any other advice anybody want to share before we sign off?
I would.
Oh, good, good.
I just want to say thank you. I want to thank everybody for joining in with us as well. All of the authors that are on, I appreciate each and every last one of you for being on this journey with me. If I, anybody out there that's listening, I would just say to, when you read the book, know that you, like Athena said, you will shed some tears, but there will be healing behind it, and you can heal. It's time to face the things that we need to heal from and push forward.
Yes, thank you.
I as well want to add to a little of what Tasha said. To anyone that's listening, if you ever get to that point of wanting to write, just do it. Like the signs say, or like Nike say, just do it. And the reason why I use that is because when I started to write, I had a fear of how I wrote and how people would read it. But I do remember calling Tasha and telling her, you know, I had a problem with writing. And she said, don't worry about it, just do it, because we have somebody to take care of it. So don't let fear of, you know, your grammar or not knowing how to write stop you from writing. Just do it, and you'll see the fruit of the result of just doing it.
Awesome. Anyone else before we sign off?
I'll say something. This is Janetta. Just step out on faith. Just step out on faith and believe that God would lead you and guide you as far as to what to say, and don't have any fear behind it. Don't be afraid, as I stated before, don't be afraid of what people may think or what they may say, because I think that a lot of times people are afraid to step out and do anything, not just writing, but anything, because of fear of what other people may say or what other people may think. So my advice is to just step out there on faith and set fear aside.
Awesome. Again, ladies, thank you so much for being fearless writers and, again, for allowing God to use you for this experience. And if that's all, because I want to make sure I don't leave anyone out, thank you, Pastor Toy, for this opportunity and for Purpose Kingdom Network for allowing us to come on and talk about our experience. And I pray that something that was said has helped someone. And just in case you need that number again for the National Sexual Assault Hotline, that number is 1-800-656-4673. 1-800-656-4673. And another great website, rain.org, RAINN.org. And another one that I forgot to mention was a national sexual assault group for men, which is 1in6.org. So I know a lot of times it seems that it's not enough support for male survivors, but we know that it happens to males as well as the women. So there is support for our male survivors, and that website is the number 1in and the number 6.org. So that's 1in6.org, and that's for our male survivors. So, again, thank you so much for tuning in for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. We pray that you were blessed or maybe even learned something new, and we hope that you go ahead and order your copy of the book, order it for someone else, someone who you know may need to read other experiences, because you never know sometimes when survivors or those silent survivors, whenever they are able to see that or read or hear that they're not alone, that's when the healing process or the healing journey can begin, because it's not easy to talk about, it's not easy to speak up about it, and taking from all of our experiences, we're able to share, even though it is hard, but with the help of God, we can, with the help of God, healing is possible. So, again, make sure you reach out to these authors and make sure you purchase a copy so that you'll be blessed and allow, you know, God to minister even through that way, because we're all ministering in our own ways, and it's just a blessing just to be able to do it. But thank you again. I pray that you have a good night and a wonderful rest of the week. I love you, and I will be up here next time. So, again, have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.